This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Now that a Sunday deadline has arrived for military coup leaders in Niger to restore the democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum, analysts continue to warn of the consequences if the Economic Community of West African States decides to intervene militarily. To, as promised, more from VOA's Timothy Obiezu.
Civil society organization Yaga Africa.
ECOWAS needs to spend time to exhaust every other means before launching an attack in Niger, because there will be collateral damage one way or the other. Yes, people may be jubilating, and the reason why they are doing so, they are in search of an alternative, and the military is definitely not the alternative.
On Friday, Nigerian lawmakers said they would soon deliberate on the president's note seeking approval for more measures, including military deployment. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un toured the country's key weapons factories, including those producing artillery systems and launch vehicles for nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. He pledged to speed up efforts to advance his military's arms and war readiness, state media said Sunday. Kim's three-day inspections through Saturday came as the United States and South Korea prepared for their next round of combined military exercises, planned for later this month to cope with the growing North Korean threat. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula are at their highest level in years. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian airstrikes hit a blood transfusion center in the town of Kupiansk in eastern Kharkiv region late Saturday. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reported on his Telegram social media channel, there are dead and wounded. Kupiansk is a railway hub within 16 kilometers of the front lines. Zelensky said rescue workers were extinguishing a fire at the scene and described the strike as a war crime. He did not say how many people were killed or wounded. Russia denies deliberately targeting civilians in its full-scale invasion that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and destroyed cities. The president's report could not be independently verified. Earlier, Russia vowed retaliatory strikes for Ukraine drone attacks against two Russian ships within 24 hours in the Black Sea. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Some 30 countries, excluding Russia, have been invited to attend a meeting happening this weekend in Saudi Arabia to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine and efforts to chart a path toward peace. More from VOA's Dale Gavlak.
Senior officials from some 40 countries, including the U.S., China, and India, are in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to discuss peace principles aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine. Russia did not attend the talks. China, which did not attend previous talks in Copenhagen in June, has kept close economic and diplomatic ties with Russia, rejecting international calls to condemn Moscow. Ukraine sought to build a broader consensus beyond its Western backers to include countries from the global south, as well as those considered neutral or even allies of Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hopes a peace summit of world leaders will result this autumn in the endorsement of peace principles based on his 10-point peace formula. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman, Jordan.
An earthquake in eastern China before dawn has knocked down houses and injured at least 10 people, state media report, but no deaths have been reported. The China Earthquake Network Center says the magnitude 5.5 quake struck near the city of Dezhou, about 300 kilometers south of Beijing, the Chinese capital. It happened at 2:33 a.m. The Women's World Cup last 16 tie between Sweden and holders the United States went to extra time on Sunday after finishing 0-0 at the end of 90 minutes. The USA had the best chances in normal time in Melbourne, with captain Lindsey Horan hitting the bar in the first half and Swedish goalkeeper Zekera Musikov saving brilliantly from both Horan and Alex Morgan after the break. The winners will play Japan in the quarterfinals in Auckland next Friday. They are still playing at this very moment. From Washington, Diane Roberts, VOA News.